coming to you from Orange County, California. This is the Jug Life Podcast with Max Ada and Chad Wesley Smith.
I think that becomes the biggest issue with all of this is that the really what's being said is that there's an easier way to get strong, or there's an easier way to your results. There's a shortcut by just becoming stronger in something that's more basic and simple. You know, if you squat a big weight or you deadlift a big weight, then that equals somehow a big, you know, a big clean and jerk, or I guess a big clean in this case. But it's not the case, right? And the idea sounds so enticing to believe that if you just improve your squat another 20 or 30 kilos, your deadlift another 20 kilos, then the same thing is going to be an equal response in the clean and jerk. And Chad's story obviously sums up why that, you know, a great example of that not happening, where, you know, an increase in general strength initially had a good result, but then there was no improvement beyond that. And that's like the heart of this issue, is that you can achieve high results, or you need to be strong to achieve high results, by doing something that is not specific to the actual sport.
Yeah, and I think that that is the real takeaway here is front squatting a lot good? Of course. Is having a huge deadlift, you know, conventional or clean deadlift, a bad thing? No, certainly not. But it's the pursuit of those goals as the primary goal, that's the problem. Yep. If you can clean deadlift 700 pounds by a byproduct of well-planned training that takes into account speed, developing speed qualities and technical qualities, awesome. You're probably really fucking good at weightlifting then.
Yeah, you're really, really good, yeah.
But to the other side of it, if you can deadlift 700 pounds, 317 kilos, and you can front squat 600 pounds or 272 kilos, and you only clean 405 pounds, 184 kilos, you fucking suck at cleans. Like, you should be doing way more.
Yeah.
If you could front squat 272, I mean, holy 220 shit. Minimum, yeah. Probably yeah. Clean.
Yeah, and imagine, like, training for a 272 front squat if you weren't like, you know what I mean, like imagine trying to get your front squat to that level.
It is an enormous amount of work, and the qualities that are going to produce a 700 or a 600 pound front squat and the training that would go into it, the most effective way to do that is in contrast to the best methods to become a great weightlifter.
So that was a clip from episode number 142, Weightlifting with Max Ada and Zach Talander. In this episode, we discuss the pitfalls of trying to chase maximal strength as the primary driver of your success in the snatch and clean and jerk. We also answer some fans' questions and give a preview of the upcoming IWF World Championships in Thailand, where Team Juggernaut athlete Alyssa Ritchie will be competing. Go check out the full episode, episode number 142 of the Jug Life Podcast, Weightlifting with Max Ada and Zach Talander. Subscribe to the Jug Life Podcast, subscribe to the Juggernaut Training Systems YouTube channel, and visit jtsstrength.com for all your online coaching and strength education needs.